It's time to tantalize your taste buds. It's time to fork this with Intoxicate. Here is Kate.
Welcome to Fork This with Intoxicate. I am your host, Intoxicate Kate Slunz, diving into all things delicious in Westchester and Fairfield counties. You know you can join us every Tuesday right here at 6 p.m. at 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. And of course, if you miss the show or maybe miss something on the show that you kind of want to tune into or plug into, head over to intoxicate.com where we post all of the podcasts live so you can re-listen to a show or maybe listen to something you missed. Maybe you're in the car, maybe you're cooking dinner and something dropped out for you and you kind of want to catch up on that. And of course, you can always reach out to me on Intoxicate Foodie on both Instagram and Facebook. Now, we have a really exciting show. I have to admit, I am a little nervous about our next guest. I don't normally get nervous about interviewing chefs on Fork This, but I am a huge fan of a celebrity chef, Dale Talday, who is just a really fascinating, fantastic chef who just opened up a restaurant this fall in Westchester in Tarrytown called Goose Feather. Now, Goose Feather is dedicated to the cuisine of Hong Kong. So there's going to be a focus on some noodles. You're going to have a little Cantonese barbecue, dumplings, and more. And I'm really excited to kind of dive in with Chef Dale to kind of figure out why he wanted to come to Westchester. You know, he's worked with so many big names in the past. I want to talk about his influences, you know, how he kind of grew up, how he got into cooking, all of that good stuff. But, you know, I find it really fascinating that he's opened up restaurants in some of the hottest food spots in the nation. And I want to find out why he decided to open up in Tarrytown. It's a very interesting question to me. And I think it's kind of indicative of what's going to happen in the Hudson Valley, that we have all of these really fantastic big name chefs coming our way because we have access to so many fantastic foods in and around Westchester County and Fairfield County. So excited to talk about that. Want to dive into it and talk about some of the really exciting menu items. I know they have a really fantastic brunch going on that's very popular, and what he has planned next for Goose Feather, because I'm sure that he's got some things up his sleeve. So excited for that. Stay tuned for that. I want to give you the heads up as well. Very, very big in Westchester County that the Best of Westchester elimination round for our restaurants has officially kicked off this week. So if you voted for your favorite in Westchester in the first round, they do have a second round. So you've basically put your restaurant, your favorite restaurant, kind of in the running of the top four or five in its category. So head over to Westchester Magazine to give that final second vote for your favorite restaurant to make sure that they make it through the final round. Very interesting there as well. Some of the names that I saw pop up, very interesting. Interesting lineup there with some of our restaurants. And also, I just want to thank everybody again for coming out for Intoxicate's first cocktail club. Of course, we celebrated Legion Bourbon over at the Rare Bit in Dobbs Ferry. It was a fantastic event, sold out event, and a really great celebration of Legion Bourbon. So many different things that we learned about and how it is a collaboration of East versus West with two big whiskey makers. And in, you know, tasting the bourbon on its own was a really worthwhile experience because I think everybody kind of got to taste the different notes. It's generally a bourbon that has a little bit of sherry at the end of it, a little sherry flavor, because they finalize that bourbon in some sherry barrels. So it's really interesting. And then also having Liz, the really great mixologist at the Rare Bit in Dobbs Ferry, to be able to speak to making two different cocktails. We had a classic old fashioned that, you know, she called some people up and they made it right in front of us and it was great. But just to see how a classic craft cocktail is made. And then she did something a little more funky and fun with a winter bourbon smash. So that was a little bit more on the fruitier side. So just showing you the versatility of that bourbon to be able to drink it in an old fashioned and then also in like a fruitier cocktail. And then, of course, drinking it on its own, you can really kind of see how adding different flavors changes the flavor of the bourbon. So that was a fun experience. I want to thank everybody who came out again. And of course, I want to thank Chef Evan and owner Scott Broccoli there for, of course, feeding us some delicious, delicious items to go with the bourbon. They kind of did this southern feel. So he had his smoked ribs. We had these really great arancini balls that had some smoked sausage in them. But all around, a really fabulous, fun time. And our next cocktail class, of course, we're doing this every month to celebrate all things, not only local, but a celebration of what's going on in the spirit industry. I have to say, I created this event because I am constantly bombarded with new spirits that are coming out, new innovations when it comes to wine and craft beer. There are so many people doing so many interesting things out there that I, you know, said, you know, I got to share this with everyone, and I have to figure out a way to do this. So this cocktail club is kind of an exploration of the inspiration going on both locally and on a grander scale. And of course, you can always get it locally because, you know, that's our thing. But it's a really fun event. And the next one, of course, is going to be February 18th at the Spread in Greenwich. We're really working hard on this one, and we have I don't want to let anything out of the bag because the cat's got to stay in the bag, but we have a very special guest coming, which is going to be very, very exciting for me and very exciting for guests. But we're going to be looking at tequila. So if you're not a tequila lover, because, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, Kate, I really want to come to a cocktail class, but when are you doing vodka? And I promise we're going to do a really cool vodka when we decide to book that. But the whole point is to kind of get you to drink outside of the box. We all go for vodka. It's generally the go-to when we're going out to the bar. Try something different. If there's, you know, this memory of you trying tequila back in your college days and you probably had too much, and tequila has changed dramatically from when, even in the past couple of years when you were in college, and now there's so many different things going on in the spirits industry. So you want to try something new, right? You might not love bourbon. You might not love tequila. And this cocktail club is not intended to convince you otherwise, but it is going to teach you to try something new and to teach you maybe why you don't like it or how you can make it better. And if you're someone who entertains at home, you know, you're not going to be putting out vodka all the time. Maybe you do want to add a, you know, tequila for your friend who loves tequila, or a bourbon for your friend who loves bourbon. So you have to know what works best with it in terms of food, in terms of creating a cocktail. So it just makes you even more dangerous when you're entertaining or when you're making cocktails and you're behind the bar. So again, it's not to convince you, you know, to become a tequila drinker or a bourbon aficionado. It really is to educate you and to get you, again, to drink outside of the box. Because, you know, I am guilty of it as well. You know, I go up to, you know, the bar and I order generally the same cocktail every single time. I love my dirty martinis on a Saturday. I generally go for gin. But I'm really also trying to push myself as well because, you know, it really helps me know what I like and it really helps me understand how to speak about things, you know, more efficiently in the future so I can describe them to you and describe them to friends. So check it out. You, of course, can grab tickets on intoxicate.com. It's intoxicate with a K. Tickets, I have a feeling for this one, are going to go pretty fast. We already have some tickets sold, so definitely get those sooner rather than later, and I hope to see you there. Now, again, we have a really fantastic show lined up. I am very, very excited to be speaking with Chef Dale about this new restaurant, Goose Feather, in Tarrytown. Amazing opportunity, celebrity chef, so keep it locked right here. You're listening to Fork This with Intoxicate on 1490 WGCH. Welcome back to Fork This with Intoxicate. I am your host, Intoxicate Kate Slentz. And right now, I'm having a little bit of a pinch me moment because I am with a really great, amazing chef, Dale Talday. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm really excited to have you here.
Oh, pleasure's all mine. Thanks for having me.
Well, I have to say, what's harder, opening up a restaurant in Westchester or being on like Top Chef?
I think each one has their own amount of challenges. But Top Chef is a TV show.
Yeah.
This is real life.
Yeah.
This is real life. This is real dollars. This is real cents. This is real people's lives. This is what I do. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I think what people misconstrue sometimes is that, I did a show. But before I was on a show, I'd been cooking for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I went to culinary school. I'd worked with numerous chefs that have great that are accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel like sometimes we get a bad rap, but it is what it is. You have to take the lumps.
Yeah.
But no, equal challenges, but definitely opening a restaurant in Westchester was pretty difficult and still is.
And how long has Goose Feather officially been open now?
We are almost 5 months. I think September 4th was our first day.
Okay, and so far so good.
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. I'm happy. We can always do better,
mm-hmm.
But I'm happy with our growth, and I'm happy with where the food is, where the services, where the beverages. But like I said, it's, you're okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
You should never ever be happy with it because you should always strive for, better and better and better because you can always do better.
Right. And you're focusing on a specific type of cuisine here,
mm-hmm.
mainly Hong Kong area of Chinese.
Yeah. We like to call the cuisine seasonal modern Cantonese mm-hmm. With a focus on Hong Kong.
And is that difficult when you're focusing on an ethnic cuisine that isn't obviously local, but you're trying to balance that with the seasonality of what's here?
Yes. Listen, I think all the taglines, I think what people get a little mixed up with it with all the taglines.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the taglines are just telling people that we could be unexpected.
Okay.
That we're not the normal.
Okay.
That we have a little creative license.
Okay,
that's what the tags are.
I like that.
So yeah, I mean, I think people get caught up in what we're the definition of the food. It's like, hey, man, if you like Chinese food, and you love living in Hudson Valley, and you like seasonal, and you like great wines that are almost all old world, and you like inventive cocktails and good service and great ambiance, come here to eat a Goose Feather, because that's what we have for you.
Oh, that's perfect. Wrap it up. The interview's over. You got it.
Thank you. That was easy.
It was easy, right? I know. It's hard with the farm to table and all those kind of overused taglines. You're mm-hmm. right. It's a very, very good point. But I want to talk to you a little bit about how you kind of grew up, because I've seen mm-hmm. a couple of interviews of yours where you've talked about this kind of balance. You grew up in a Filipino home and obviously was raised here in Chicago, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what was that balance like kind of with the American cuisine and then coming home and having some traditional Filipino dishes?
I think the balance, living in the moment, the balance was really easy because it just was like, hey, I don't know any better. This is, as a kid, you think that everyone lives like this because you just don't really have, you don't know any better. You don't know, you play with your friends until dinner time comes and they kick you out.
Yeah.
And you don't know what they have for dinner. But as I got older, especially in high school and really kind of diving into other people's lives, I started to understand that mine wasn't, not everyone lived like this. A lot of people lived the way I did,
mm-hmm.
Ate the way I did.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of kids that didn't come home to a home cooked meal.
Right.
Whose parents said, like, I don't cook. And that was like really shocking to me.
Mm-hmm.
The neighborhood I lived in was very diverse. Okay. Polish, Mexican, Bangladesh, Indian, Pakistani, Korean, Chinese. We had it all. And my schools kind of reflected that, you know, Jewish American. And talking to one of my Jewish friends, you know, we had to like, it was like an English class, and we had to talk about like, basically almost do like a, like your day, like go through your day. What's your day like? And, you know, he kind of time stamped breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm-hmm. And when he got to dinner, he was like, oh, and then, you know, my mom handed me $20 and I walked down to the Works, which was like our local hot dog joint, mm-hmm. Euros, hot dogs, cheese fries. And I ordered myself a cheese fries and a Chicago Italian beef. You know, it was, I got it dipped and a Coke. And after class, I was like, damn, dude, you get to eat like that all the time? That is so dope. And he was like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
He goes, it sucks. He goes, you know, like, that's, like, I have to fend for myself.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing. And then I started to think about, like, wow, is that, that's how other people live. Like, you know, once in a while, it's a cool treat. But when you come home to a home-cooked meal, it's completely different.
Yes.
You know, a completely different thing. So, yeah, I mean, you know, at the moment, you know, when you're in the cafeteria with in school, it's like everyone's eating the same stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Sandwiches, you're eating a hot pizza, tater tots, burger, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's like we're all in the same gang, right?
Right.
We're all in the same jail and mess hall.
Yeah, the cafeteria.
When we're all in the cafeteria. But when you leave that place, it's like the perspective's totally different,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I really appreciate appreciate so much. Like I make sure that my child and my wife and I, we have like when I'm not cooking here and like today I cooked breakfast, I cooked lunch and dinner for my family before I left and all my wife had to do is reheat it. So I make sure yesterday we had, you know, I cooked lunch and dinner for my family and made breakfast for my kid. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that that's instilled into my family. So.
I love that. I think that's really important. I think it sounds like it kind of got you where you are today in terms of, you know, your career choice for sure.
Yeah. Well, especially, you know, it shapes heavily, kind of your perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I knew food was very important to me.
And are you cooking a specific type of cuisine at home? Are you kind of just doing a melting pot of a whole bunch of different things?
Oh, I'm doing whatever I feel like eating. I mean, you know, that's the one part I wish I'd, and it will be something I'll focus on more when I get later is making Filipino food because I do want my son to know that he's Filipino and Korean,
mm-hmm.
always Korean. So he has a point of view of like understanding this is Filipino food. I'm just bad at it.
Bad at it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not bad at it. It's just
I feel like you might be a tough critic.
I am a tough critic.
Yeah.
You know, I'm bad at it because if it doesn't taste like the way my mom made it,
mm-hmm.
then it really is so like, oh, it's so disappointing. It really aggravates me.
You have a high standard with mom.
As everyone should.
Yeah.
You know, like that's base, you know, that's it, right? It's like, I want it to taste like my mother's.
Right,
so
right.
I can't get there. Like, I really, like, you know, every mother like doesn't, they don't do recipes and, you know, they don't. I started seeing some things that help my food taste like more like my mother's, like the way she cuts onions and stuff like that. And that really makes a difference.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, in culinary school, you're taught to, like, cut onions and julienne them so you don't break the fiber of the, and you don't break the cell. You're not trying to disrupt too much of the cell structure of the onion, and so they taste sweeter. Where my mom cut them against the grain, so the onion flavor really popped out, and it really made it, I was like, bing. It was like this bing moment in my head where I was like, oh, I get it. And, like, you know, when you're cooking with, like, in like French, you know, in French cooking, a lot of it's like, okay, caramelize it, but don't get a lot of color in it initially and then let it cook, you know. Where Asian food, it's just like you go fast and hard.
Mm-hmm.
You get color to the almost point where it's burnt and then you cut that off and then you start layering another flavor on top of it. So I started to understand that by watching my mom cook and so I dissect the things that she was doing with her food.
And I want to kind of bring it back here a little bit to Goose Feather.
Sure.
Tell me some of your favorite dishes on the menu or maybe things that you think if you come here, you have to try this.
I love the duck. I think our duck is excellent. you know, I've been cooking duck for almost 14 years now, and it's my favorite protein to cook. Mm-hmm. You know, we do the whole treatment to it. It's dipped in red vinegar and maltose, and then it's hung, and then we blow air into it to separate the fat from the skin and the muscle, and we roast it vertically, and then we pop it in an oven again to crisp it up and lacquer it with honey, and then we butcher it, break it down for you so there's no bones. I love, we have a new noodle now that's, it's a black bean noodle with minced chicken and, these chewy sweet potato noodles that I love.
Are you a noodle person?
Oh yeah.
I'm a noodle girl.
Junkie.
Yeah. Terrible.
Carb. Anything, you know, I just started trying to figure out why I loved carbs so much, because it's so easy to eat.
It really is.
You know, there's like almost zero, like with proteins, like a big fat steak. It's like, at the end of it, like your jaw hurts. You could eat a bowl, like you could eat a pound of pasta and barely use your jaw muscle at all. It almost kind of just like dissolves in your mouth and you can just slide it down your throat. Like it's like minimal chewing involved. No fighting.
I like that.
Fork. You know, like really isn't just like twirl and then shovel.
Yeah, it's easy.
It's so easy. Even like fried rice, same thing. It's just like shovel. Everything's chopped real fine.
That's great. I have to say that. That's great. Oh, now I really understand my love for noodles. It's the quickness. Yeah.
But you know, I love that. I love our dumplings. I think we have a dry aged beef dumpling that I think is exceptional. Mm. We get 30-day dry aged strip loins. And we grind them into dumpling filling with chives and some seasoning, and then make pot stickers out of them. So,
loving it all. And the space is beautiful. Why Tarrytown? What brought you to Tarrytown?
I think Westchester and Tarrytown specifically has a real communal energy to it, creative, bohemian. I know it's weird to say that to us with Westchester, but here on these river towns, there's a real bohemian, creative feel to these river towns. I mean, people are like, and welcoming.
Yes.
I mean, Westchester as a whole was very welcoming to us. It almost felt like they, there's this feeling of like, we want you to succeed and win. Well, you don't always get that in other places, namely Manhattan. Well, I get it, Manhattan, you know, like in Manhattan, it's like you don't invest in something because it's like, you don't know if it's going to be there in a year or 6 months. Right.
Right.
You go there a couple times and it's, whatever, you don't get invested into it unless you love it. Right. Where here, it's like they want to foster you and make sure that like you're doing it right. So they have a place for you to go, for them to go. So they don't have to go into the city, fight traffic both ways to get in. To your restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So
you are right about that, though. I mean, for only being here for the amount of time that you have hit the nail on the head when it comes to the river towns. It is very bohemian. They are very super into supporting local. They want everyone to succeed. It's Westchester based, to help our restaurants and raise everybody up, but the river towns especially. I love that you decided to call Tarrytown home, and the space is, again, really beautiful.
Thank you. I wish I could take credit for that. It was, it's a 180-year-old mansion that, we really didn't do too much to except buy a bunch of tchotchkes and like a buffet and put some chairs and tables and a couple banquettes into it. But we did the ceiling treatment, and then we built out the bar, which I think is like kind of the crown jewel of the space.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this summer we're building out the outside here.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. And we're going to do a little tiki bar-esque kind of theme to it and build like a little beer garden and be real cool.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I love that you have plans.
Yeah, we have we have four garden beds out there that we'll get, a lot of garnishes and herbs and fun stuff to play with in the kitchen. But the outside piece is really kind of phase two of this entire project. It's like getting, someplace for this property, Tarrytown House Estates, for their guests to kind of go into, and two, to give people who are coming. And what I really found with Westchester and the clientele here is that it's not just, they're not here to eat. They're here to do basically spend their day with you,
mm-hmm.
right? So eating and drinking is part of it, but they want other things to do. And I can't tell you how many times people are like, when are you guys going to do the outside piece? What else are you going to do on the property? Because they want to, one, eat, but they also want to be like, okay, well, we've been here for 2 hours, 2.5 hours. We'd love to go outside and experience, have another experience here on the property.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to offer that with the outside piece.
There's a little, I feel, and agree with you, in, especially in Westchester and a little bit in Fairfield County too, is that it's, they want an experience mm-hmm. and it's, you know, it's, there's activity, there's, you know, the food, there's the drinking, there's the social aspect of it. You know, I think a lot of people here, it's not like in the city where you could step outside and there's a restaurant on every corner.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do a little traveling in Westchester. And I think people, if they're making the investment and having a night out, they are expecting a little bit more.
Yeah, this is their night out. We're in the city. It's like, listen, we're going to go eat here. We're going to go drinking there. We're going to go end up here. We're going to see this and see that. Here, it's like, listen, we've made a commitment. We're coming here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you. I mean, we look at table times here in the restaurant on a Saturday. It's like, yo, people are here for 4.5 hours.
That's amazing.
They're here for 4 hours. I'm like, okay, cool. As long as they're, you know.
As long as they're eating and drinking
eating
and
drinking
having
and having a good time. I don't care. But people are here for a while. They make their whole night here. So.
And you have a brunch. Is it Saturday and Sunday or just on Sunday?
We're doing it Saturday and Sunday, correct.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about your brunch and what that looks like.
So right now our brunch is dim sum themed. Mm-hmm. So there will be carts. We're still toying around with if there's going to be an actual a la carte menu. But it's going to be dim sum themed, so carts kind of wheeling around the dining room, and kind of you can just pick items off the cart, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's fun. Typical, if you haven't gone out to dim sum before, that's kind of what dim sum is, and it's, you know, it's a little gift of my heart from me to you. So that's kind of a little, well, that's a little translation. It's a little bite that's a gift from me to you.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Dim sum, that's
yep.
what it means.
Yeah, from my heart, it's a little bite from me to you.
And here I thought that you came up with that genius marketing.
Nope. Nope. I wish I could.
And how many restaurants is it for you now that you've opened?
Oh, my God. I've opened like 10 restaurants.
And is the experience changed for you each time?
Oh, of course. Each restaurant's a different opening. You know, different staff, different people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this one's probably the most special to me because it's the one... It's just me and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have partners here who own the property, but it's me and my wife who chose the uniforms, chose the font, chose the tchotchkes, chose the buffet, chose the style service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Carlos Baz, who's our GM, him and I chose the entire wine list together. You know, it's a hard job drinking and tasting 120 wines, but we did it. you know, and we continue to build a wine list. I trusted him with the beverage program, with the cocktails and the beers, and people seem to really love it. And you know, I don't know, it's just special because even before when I had partners, it was like, you know, deciding on uniforms was like a three week, you know, multiple meetings, and it was just like you bang your head against the wall. It's like now it's like, yo, this is what I want, and
right.
it gets done,
right?
You know,
and you and your wife obviously work pretty well together.
She's my better half, and she's the brains behind the entire operation.
Exactly.
Correct.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I know you're a very busy man, so thank you so much for coming
on. Oh, no problem. Thanks
for
having me.
I appreciate it. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to Fork This with Intoxicate on 1490 WG. Welcome back to Fork This with Intoxicate. I am your host, Intoxicate Kate Slunts, food lover and restaurant recommender right here in Westchester and Fairfield counties. You know that we dive into all things delicious every Tuesday at 6 p.m. right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com if you are not near a radio. And also, you can head over to intoxicate.com. That's intoxicate with a K for the latest and greatest news and also for a podcast of the show. So after we air live here on the radio, we become a podcast. In case you miss anything, you can definitely head over there to catch the latest interviews. Right now, we have a really engaging conversation with Ellen Sledge of Penny Lick Ice Cream, who had a fantastic time taking over her social media account the last week. It was such a really great time to do that, and to, you know, do the research for that was really really tough. You know, I have to tell you, eating all that ice cream was rough. But we took some really great photos and shared some really interesting things. And I just want to thank Ellen again for taking the time to come on the show, and also for letting me do that Instagram takeover. I had a really fun time doing that and kind of sharing my favorites that she has there. There's so many things going on at Penny Lick Ice Cream. They're a little bit outside the box, or a little new to you. I know when I posted that she is doing custom ice cream cakes, I think my Instagram exploded. Everyone was telling me, oh my God, I didn't know that she did that. And we did a really cool behind the scenes video and series of photographs kind of showing you how those get made. And you guys had a really great time with that. So definitely head up Penny Lick if you have a celebration coming soon, or maybe a birthday coming up. If you are digging the ice cream, get yourself an ice cream cake from Penny Lick Ice Cream. And other things, just so interesting too, because, you know, I know that we talk a lot about on this show, we talk a lot about, you know, the different restaurants here and, you know, different foods that we can dive into and beverages that we can sip. But it's really important to me to be able to be changing the conversation a little bit between restaurateurs and chefs and owners and also diners. You know, there's so many misconceptions, I think, in the restaurant industry. And it was really my mission to kind of make sure that we're all on the same page and we're all speaking the same language and we're all pretty familiar with what's going on. So I have to thank Ellen, because she's not only really super informative, but just really frank about how difficult it is to be a small business owner in Westchester County in the food industry. And she literally has not only, you know, tackled all the business side of things, but really has a dedication to her mission, which is making sure that we have access to ice cream that's all natural and, you know, old fashioned and custard based and no fillers and no additives and colors and all this other stuff, that we're really eating, something that, or, you know, we're using our calories, I should say, in investing them in something delicious, but also good for us. And yes, I know you could make the argument, you know, it's sugar, whatever else. But my point is that, you know, we're not going to the grocery store and picking up a pint of ice cream that has all of these additional things in there that we can't even pronounce. You know, she is really committed to all natural seasonal ingredients. So I have to say she's amazing. I love her. Check out the interview on intoxicate.com if you missed it. And of course, head over to Penny Lick Ice Cream and Intoxicate Foodie on Instagram just to kind of look at some of the amazing things that I dove right into, and that you can dive into in the Hastings on Hudson Creamery. So definitely check that out. Also on intoxicate.com, we have a couple of really fun events coming up. And one is actually this Thursday. I will be at the Lord & Taylor in Scarsdale, New York. It's 6:30 p.m. Of course, that's January 30th. With an incredible lineup of women, I have to say, it's this event called Dynamic Women of Westchester. Not sure how I got on there, but I'll take it. And we have a wonderful lineup of women. As I mentioned, we have Anna Mantini, who is the associate publisher of Westchester Home. We have Sarah Stefanski, the co-founder of Marigold. It's a really great app. And Susie Mordo, who's event planner, life coach, and speaker at SusieMordo.com, as well as myself. And I just got the really interesting list of questions from the person who's going to be running the panel, which is pretty exciting. And it's going to be really interesting, I have to say. You know, we're covering all things from, you know, what it's like to be a female business owner in Westchester County. We're talking about, you know, some of the shortfalls that we've had, you know, some of the big wins that we've had, just sharing our advice and experience. And you know what? You know, if you've tuned into Intoxicate, you're on my wavelength, you know that I am all about raising everyone up. So if there's a piece of advice that I can share that's going to help somebody, I will certainly do so. So I hope to see you there. Please make sure to introduce yourself if you're a listener of the show. and you're swinging by to say hi. We're also going to be doing a what to wear to work fashion show, showcasing styles such as business formal, business professional, business casual, and casual. There's also going to be some light bites, refreshments, music, enter to wins, and more. And I'm kind of excited. I'm working with my friend Jenna there, who is the marketing director of Lord & Taylor. And I'm excited to kind of get dressed up and my makeup on and everything else. So it's going to be very cool to be a part of that. And then also, you know, we do have our event, All That Sparkles, up at Bloomingdale's in White Plains. Now, this is a cocktail party hosted by yours truly. And it is February 11th. It's a Tuesday. And we're going to have a really great time. This is kind of like a Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, Galentine's Day event that we're going to have a really great time at. It's a very special cocktail party celebrating All That Sparkles. So you're going to admire Bloomingdale's collection of dazzling diamonds while you enjoy past hors d'oeuvres from La Provence and sip on sparkling Italian wines. Now, a lot of people have been asking me this question. If I am not in the market for a diamond and or diamonds, can I still come? And the answer is yes. Yes, you can, because it's really a cocktail party. The sparkles, we're just matching that up with the sparkling Italian wines that we're going to have there. And we're also going to have some complimentary hairstyling by Michelle Lisa Salon. So cocktail attire is welcome. It is a party after all. And if you haven't been to La Provence in the Bloomingdale's White Plains, you definitely have to check it out because it is the perfect shopping break and offers everything from fine delicacies like caviar and foie gras, along with salads, sandwiches, seafood plates, and more. The popovers, I have to say, amazing. And also, of course, you can get that coveted Bloomingdale's yogurt. So definitely check that out. Again, that's Tuesday the 11th at, I believe it's 7 p.m. We'll have to definitely check that out. And also, just keep in mind, we eat, everyone eats. So for every ticket sale to an intoxicating event, $5 is donated to my heart charity, Feeding Westchester, and the magicians there and the volunteers at work turn that into $20 worth of meals to the 1 in 5 people in Westchester County who are food insecure. So with your ticket purchase, $20 is donated. $20 worth of meals reaches the 1 in 5 people in Westchester County who are food insecure. So very important to me, and I know it's important to you. So we'll definitely have to do that together. And last but not least, another donation one coming up. We have our Intoxicates Cocktail Club. I mentioned this at the top of the hour. You know, it's every month we are celebrating all things wine, spirits, and beer in the cocktail club. And it's every third Tuesday of the month. This class is combining fun, social atmosphere, a part tasting demo, lessons about a specific spirit. It's $40 per person. And the next one is Tuesday, February 18th at the Spread in Greenwich. I'm very excited about this one because we are going to be checking out Aldez Tequila, which is an organic tequila. So again, February 18th at 7 p.m. at the Spread in Greenwich. Of course, we do the same thing with those ticket sales. $5 is donated to Feeding Westchester. So you are making a donation with every Intoxicate ticket you purchase. It is $40 per person, and that gets you access to understanding the creation process of that tequila, a hands-on tasting, lively discussions. We're going to do 2 cocktail demos, which you're going to get the recipes for when you leave. And of course, there's going to be some light bites provided, so we're not just drinking, we're eating too. And you can definitely check out the food at the Spread if you haven't been there. Oh, really fantastic global cuisine right there in Greenwich. And again, that's February 18th. It's 7 p.m. And of course, for all the ticket links and all of the information, you can head over to intoxicate.com. That's intoxicate with a K to check it all out. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to Fork This with Intoxicate on 1490 WGCH. Welcome back to Fork This with Intoxicate. I am your host, Intoxicate Kate Slentz, diving into all things delicious in Westchester and Fairfield counties. And guess what? Super Bowl Sunday is around the corner, and that probably isn't news to you. But if you're hosting at home, you might want to consider using one of our area resources to do a little catering for you. Because if you're like me, you don't want to spend your whole Sunday, you know, prepping for the party and then cleaning up afterwards, especially if the game goes a little bit late. So I've got a roundup, which will be headed to intoxicate.com after the show, a roundup of resources that I'm recommending for Super Bowl Sunday this year. And we're going to start out in New Rochelle at AJ's Burgers. I love Alan Cohen. He is fantastic. He does incredible things there, there at AJ's Burgers. And don't let the name deceive you, because he's got really fantastic pastas and seafood dishes. And of course, he does have really great burgers. But he has this amazing Super Bowl feast for under $100. It's $99.99, where you get 36 of his delicious wings, 6 sliders, 20 meatballs, 20 dogs in dough, his amazing garlic rolls with marinara sauce, which I can't stop eating. And then he's got some extras that you can throw on, like char grilled shrimp, chili by the pint. He's got his really great ribs, a baked penne ricotta, penne vodka, and chicken parmigiana. So you definitely want to check that out. It's AJsBurgers.com for AJ's Super Bowl feast. I actually have to write an article about AJ's Burgers, because I was recently there at the end of last year taking some photos for Alan, and the food looks phenomenal. And I actually have to now that the photos are all edited, actually make its way on intoxicate.com so you can see some of the amazing things that he's doing there. Some Instagrammable food, really fun, you know, like mac and cheese on burgers and whatnot, but just really great, fantastic dishes, and home to one of Mariano Rivera's favorite seafood dishes in Westchester County. So definitely check out AJ's Burgers. Now we're going to head over to Dobbs Ferry. If you're over in the Rivertowns area, you want to check out Hudson Social's Super Bowl Sunday catering menu so you can focus on the partying. They have things like their wings, where you can get sriracha maple, barbecue, or buffalo sauce. His crispy Brussels sprouts, Chef Matt K there really makes a mean Brussels sprout. I really, really love his Brussels sprouts, so definitely check that out. They also have some things like loaded tater tots, pretzel bites with Bavarian mustard, and cheese quesadillas. So you can get things in a half tray or a full tray, and I'm sure there's other things on their menu that they will whip up for you. So definitely check that out. And again, just to note, most of these orders have to be placed generally today or tomorrow. So I would, tomorrow might be pushing it a little bit. So I would make the call really quickly, either tonight or early tomorrow morning, to make sure you're getting that game day catering done. And of course, for more information on Hudson Social, you can check out hudsonsocial.com. Also in Dobbs Ferry, we have the Rare Bit, which I'm excited about because I'm actually headed over there this week, this Thursday, for their Game Bird Dinner that they're hosting. Every month, Chef Evan does a game dinner. I went to the venison one. And I think I went to another one, but this will be my third. And this is Game Bird. So we've got things on the menu like squab, quail, ostrich. Ostrich happens to be one of my favorite meats, so I'm really excited about this, and I love to see what Chef Evan can do and kind of come up with. But they are also putting together some Super Bowl favorites for you. They have things like a charcuterie platter, a cheese platter, and of course that veggie and crudité platter. But they also have like jambalaya you can get. You can get their lasagna, some southern fried chicken, some smoked ribs. So lots of really fun favorites there for game day. DeChicos and Sons always comes out with an amazing game day catering, and this year is no different. They have a whole host, a whole lineup of really amazing items. You definitely want to check it out. If you look at DeChicoEvents.com, the game day catering is right at the top. And that you can get your growlers ready to go, so you can get your beer, your craft beer varieties all filled up and stocked for game day. But they also have some heroes, you know, the huge sandwiches. You can get a classic American or Italian combo, buffalo wings, baked ziti. And then, of course, they have their salads like potato salad, macaroni salad, coleslaw. Lots of different options there to kind of dive into. And, of course, they have their cheese platters, Mediterranean platters. That's got stuff like hummus and chickpea salad, tabbouleh, all that good stuff. They have a sliced beef tenderloin platter, which I have to tell you, I was at a party and they had the sliced beef tenderloin platter from DeChico's and Sons, and it was amazing. Really, really good. Really delicious. And of course, you know, they're sourcing all the all natural beef. It's antibiotic free, no added hormones. So it's good stuff. They also have their a really great bakery section there. If you haven't been to DeChico's and Sons, definitely check it out. They're all over Westchester County. They have that cannoli chip and dip. If you've seen this, where it's like the actual chips, so to say, are the cannoli shell. And then they put the filling into like dip format. So you can literally just dip and it's delicious. So good. One of my favorite things there. And of course, they've got really great pastry platters. They've got some chili. They've got sausage and peppers. They've got some stromboli. So lots of options at DeChico's and Sons for game day. And again, you're going to want to get that order in sooner than later because we are cutting it close when it comes to game day ordering. Also, Maggie Spillane's, you know, you can catch the game there at Maggie Spillane's, but you can also pick up some of their delicious items to cater your party. And you've got the burgers, you've got the fries, you've got, of course, wings. So lots of good stuff at Maggie Spillane's. And last but not least, one of my favorite spots in Westchester, Cooked & Co. in Scarsdale, has a great lineup of Super Bowl catering items. They've got a winter crudité with spinach dip, some house-made tortilla chips with some guacamole and fire-roasted salsa. They've got some homemade potato chips which you can serve with a sour cream and onion dip. They've got pigs in a blanket, a short rib grilled cheese, homemade mozzarella sticks, and more. And of course, oh, their eggplant parm. I'm getting so excited about it that I'm getting tongue twisted. Their eggplant parm and turkey chili are so, so good. So definitely check that out. Lots of different places you can go to check out Super Bowl catering and to make sure that you are whipping up some really great things. And again, you know, when you are hosting, sometimes it is easy to maybe make a couple of things and have the rest of it catered or just have it catered all together. It's Sunday night. No one wants to spend their Sunday evening after the game is over cleaning up all of this stuff. So take it from your girl, Kate. And a little tip from Intoxicate and get your Super Bowl catered. Make it easy. I want to thank Chef Dale Talday for being on today's show. Really just an amazing moment for me altogether. Really interesting. I can't wait to head over to try some more food at Goose Feather in Tarrytown. I'm really, really excited that he's here and he's in Westchester County and kind of, you know, introducing us and educating us about more cuisine in Westchester, which is great. We always should be trying new things and learning new things. So I love that. So thank you so much to him for taking the time out of his very busy schedule for sitting down with me to chat. And thank you for tuning in. As always, I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week. Enjoy Super Bowl Sunday and live life deliciously.